National. We will see you down the road and we will all be together again. The words of John Travolta as he paid tribute to his Grease co-star Olivia Newton-John, who's died at the age of 73 after a battle with cancer. Melbourne-based producer Chong Lim has been friends with Olivia Newton-John for decades and worked as her music director and producer since the late 90s. He joins us now. Chong, it's a very, very sad day. How are you doing?
Not very good, but yes, it's a very, very sad day today. We've lost a shining light.
When was the last time you heard from Olivia?
You know, about 3 weeks ago, she rang me and left a message on my phone and said, "Hello, Livy here, Chongy, and we used to work together, remember? Ha, ha, ha." And she was all bright and sunny, and I thought, I was pretty busy then, and I thought, I'll give her a call. And ironically, it was today, I was going to call her. And unbeknownst to me, she was sick. And that's the kind of person she is, always a sunny disposition, always thinking of everyone else besides herself. And I really wish I had returned the call. You know, I wonder what the call was about, you know.
So, Chong, she didn't let on. She was quite ill at that point.
She never did. You know, oftentimes I hear about, you know, with a constant, you know, battles with the big C. Sometimes I hear that, she was at on her deathbed and the priest was called and she survived and she never mentioned anything. You know, she always said, Chong, it's just a little thing. You know, she was always thinking of others. You know, she put herself above other people. You know, what a wonderful person she was.
What was she like to work with?
She was fantastic to work with. She is a very generous spirit and very friendly, but she was a perfectionist and nothing goes past her. She was a very sharp musician, an incredible musician at that. And if you did something wrong, she'd point you out, but very nicely, mind you.
A lot of people know her for Grease, but there was way more to her career than that, eh? I mean, number one singles, Grammys, number one movie.
Yes, she was a Beyonce and Lady Gaga of her time. You know, she had a number one single, as you said, number one album, and she had the number one movie, and she won numerous Grammys, and she was the top of her field in her day. You know, way before the streaming stuff, and she was a true superstar. And you can feel it when you meet her. She's very humble and very nice, but you can feel her regal presence. You know, there's someone who's done something in the world. You know, you feel that.
Chong, what do you reckon her legacy is?
Her legacy will be her cancer research and the Olivia Newton-John Wellness Centre at the Austin Hospital in Melbourne. She single-handedly raised hundreds of millions of dollars to build that hospital for cancer patients. And her constant, you know, with her husband, John E. Sterling, they are embarking on research into cancer cures, and I think that will be her incredible everlasting legacy to the world. And besides her music, you know everyone knows Grease and everyone knows Xanadu and all the wonderful songs and movies she's been in. That will be her legacy.
Chong, thank you so much for your time and our sympathies for the loss of your friend. And that was Chong Lim, who's a music producer and a longtime friend of Olivia Newton-John's there.